Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
I am Damien Vale. And some monsters are born in darkness. Others are forged by it, shaped by pain, rejection, and an insatiable hunger for control. Wayne Garrison was one of those monsters. Tonight on Among Monsters, we dive into the twisted and tragic life of Wayne Garrison, a predator whose cold cruelty would forever scar the streets of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Our story begins in the 1960s, in the quiet neighborhoods of Tulsa. Wayne Garrison was born into a world marked by instability. His childhood was a patchwork of neglect and abuse, a broken home where violence was a constant shadow. But even as a child, there were signs, subtle but present. A fascination with cruelty, a need to dominate those smaller or weaker. By his early teens, Garrison's darkness had begun to surface. Small animals became his first victims, silent creatures who suffered in the shadows of his twisted experiments. As he grew older, Garrison's cruelty did not fade. It evolved. His appetite for control became an obsession, a hunger that no longer found satisfaction in the suffering of animals. It turned toward a more horrific target. In the 1980s, the nightmare began. Young boys began to disappear. Families would search, pray, and hope, only to find despair. Their bodies were discovered in isolated locations, brutalized, mutilated, their lives stolen by a man who hunted innocence. One of his victims, Justin Wiles, was just 13. A boy who loved baseball, who dreamed of becoming a pilot. But on a gray, overcast day, his path crossed with Garrison, a predator cloaked in the guise of a friendly face. Justin's final moments were a descent into terror, hands that promised friendship turning to steel, a voice that whispered comfort turning to cruelty. His world faded beneath the weight of Garrison's cold gaze. But Justin was not the only one. His friend, Bobby Hensley, vanished without a trace, another life snuffed out beneath the shadow of Garrison's cruelty. But even the most cunning predators make mistakes. In 1999, Wayne Garrison's dark world began to unravel. Forensic evidence, hidden traces, and the bravery of those who refused to let his crimes be forgotten brought the truth to light. Detectives unearthed a pattern, a predator who preyed on the young, who sought not just control, but domination over life itself. Witnesses spoke of his cold, calculating demeanor, his ability to seem harmless, until it was too late. But it was DNA that sealed his fate, traces of his monstrous acts left behind, a fingerprint of his cruelty. The investigation revealed a chilling history, a man who watched playgrounds, who befriended the vulnerable, only to transform into their worst nightmare. The families of his victims lived in a shadow of sorrow.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Justin's mother kept his baseball glove beside her bed, the leather now cracked, a memory fading but never forgotten. Bobby's father never missed a game at the local field, watching other boys play, longing for a son stolen by darkness. In court, Garrison's cold stare sent chills through the room. Families of his victims spoke of their pain, their grief laid bare. Mothers who had searched for their children, now faced with the horror of knowing how they died. But Garrison showed no remorse, his face a mask of emptiness, his eyes cold, devoid of empathy. Even as the stories of suffering filled the courtroom, he remained silent. The prosecution painted a vivid picture, a predator who stalked innocence, who wore the mask of a trusted figure, but harbored a soul steeped in cruelty. Behind bars, Garrison remained a figure of fear. Guards spoke of his eerie calm, his unsettling silence. Other inmates avoided his gaze, sensing the darkness that clung to him. But even within the concrete walls, his reputation followed him. A name whispered in fear, a story of darkness that preyed on the young. Justin Wiles's family left his room untouched, a shrine to a boy whose laughter was stolen. Bobby Hensley's parents kept his baseball glove, the scent of leather a fading memory of a son who never came home. But there were others. Names lost to time, children whose faces smiled from fading photographs, whose lives ended in the shadows of Garrison's cruelty. For the families, the pain never ended. Each anniversary, a wound that never healed. Each memory, a reminder of what was stolen. In 2001, Wayne Garrison was sentenced to life in prison. Yet even in his final moments, he offered no apology, no remorse, just a cold, empty stare. But for the families of his victims, his death could never erase the horror he brought into their lives. I am Damian Vale, and some monsters are born of darkness, others are shaped by it, but all leave scars that never truly heal. This has been Among Monsters. Thank you for joining me, Damian Vale. Until next time, stay vigilant and remember, the darkness is always closer than you think.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.